This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden, for the first time since the start of the war in Gaza, threatened to condition support for Israel's offensive there, saying U.S. policy could change if Israel doesn't take concrete steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Biden's warning follows an Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers and was relayed during a phone call on Thursday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The White House had described Biden as outraged by the attack that killed World Central Kitchen aid workers. In Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the attack on aid workers this week must be the last, and that humanitarian aid must be surged into Gaza.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby declined to elaborate on what specific changes the U.S. would make to its policy toward Israel and Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israel said it approved the reopening of the Erez crossing into northern Gaza and the temporary use of Ashdod port in southern Israel following U.S. demands to increase humanitarian aid supplies into Gaza. In addition to reopening the Erez crossing point, which had been closed since it was destroyed during the October 7th attack on Israel, the Security Cabinet also approved increasing Jordanian aid through the Kerem Shalom crossing point, a statement said. Residents in Taiwan's quake-hit northern county of Hulin on Friday watched as authorities tore down a large building damaged in Wednesday's 7.2 magnitude quake. Searchers discovered two more bodies, bringing the death toll to 12 after Wednesday's quake. This is VOA's news. Iran reiterated its pledge to punish Israel on Friday at a funeral for 7 officers killed in a suspected Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy compound in Syria this week. State television showed demonstrators carrying pictures of those killed and banners with slogans such as "Death to Israel" and "Death to America." The dead included one of Iran's top soldiers who was visiting the Iranian embassy compound in the Syrian capital Damascus on Monday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China calling for a level playing field for American workers and firms. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
On the start of a 5-day visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said China's manufacturing overcapacity needs to change.
It's an effort for us to mitigate the risks from the inevitable global economic dislocation that will result if China doesn't adjust its policies.
And Yellen said she would raise industrial overcapacity and what the U.S. considers to be unfair Chinese trade practices. Yellen on Friday spoke with U.S. business leaders at an American Chamber of Commerce in China event in Guangzhou, a major industrial and export hub. I'm Donna Warder.
Donald Trump suffered twin legal setbacks Thursday, with judges in separate states rejecting Trump's bids to dismiss criminal charges against him. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Florida-based U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, rejected Trump's argument that the case accusing him of illegally holding on to classified documents should be thrown out. Trump argued that a law called the Presidential Records Act gave him the ability to decide what papers he kept as personal documents. Prosecutors have said the law should play no role in the trial. They argue the documents relate to U.S. military and intelligence matters and could not be construed as personal. And earlier in the day, a Georgia judge rejected Trump's bid to dismiss criminal charges in the state's 2020 election interference case against him, which Trump argued violate his free speech rights.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Friday rejected assertions by French President Emmanuel Macron Russia would maliciously target the Paris Olympics this summer, calling them absolutely unfounded. Peskov also denied a claim by a Czech Republic transport minister who told the Financial Times Russia had been trying to sabotage the EU's railway networks through a large-scale hacking campaign. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.